Mazel tov! Okay, so, Baruch Hashem, we have a baby boy, which means we're going to learn today about Shalom Zachor, the custom to do every Friday night, the day, the Shabbos after a baby boy is born. For those of Ashkenazi, the custom is, truth is, I think Sfaradim also, they call it a Brit Abraham, have this custom, where friends and family come together, usually in the home of the new mother and father, although truthfully it could happen in a synagogue, really it could happen anywhere, and they get together and they say Mazel Tov, and they bless each other, and they have refreshments, and this is a beloved custom, and what we're wondering is, where does it come from, what is the meaning behind it? So I'm indebted to Rabbi Ari Henkin for his beautiful article. I'm going to summarize what I've discovered. So the Shalom Zachor custom is mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, and it's actually goes way back to the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Peh Amud Aleph, where there's something called the Week of Yeshua. Unclear exactly what it is, but there's a custom of people getting together and celebrating the new boy which has been born. And what is the meaning of this custom? So we're going to give three explanations. The first explanation is that there is a famous Gemara in Nida, maybe the most famous Gemara in all of Shas, in Daf Lamed Amud Bet, which says that the baby is learning all of the Torah for all 9 months in the womb. And then when he gets out of there, he forgets all of his Torah. The angel touches his lip and he forgets everything. And now he needs to be consoled a little bit. And Shalom Zachor, we're consoling the baby, so to speak, for the loss of the Torah, but we're blessing him, Zachar, you should remember all the Torah again. We're committing ourselves to learn more Torah. I guess if the kid's got to learn the whole Torah again, then I got to learn the whole Torah to teach him. So it's a reminder to jump forth and learn more Torah. A second explanation given by Chuvas Van Huggas is that the Shalom Zachor is a preparation for the Brit. In other words, the Brit is coming in the next week, and so we know all of the bracha, the shefa comes on the Shabbos beforehand. And so to prepare ourselves, the Kedusha, for that holy bris, we do that Shalom Zachor. This also might explain why the Shalom Zachor is specifically done for boys and not for girls. In the previous explanation, it also makes sense that it would be done for boys, since boys are obligated to learn Torah to a greater extent than women are. Of course, they have their obligations also, but that might explain why the custom only went for boys. And the third explanation is simply to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the miracle of birth and to be able to publicly come together and say Mazel Tov and say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll add a fourth explanation of my own. We know when Mazel Tov is a bracha, and people say Mazel Tov, we should say Amen, because they're blessing us. And there's many stories. There's a story I've heard of a child who was not well, and they weren't sure if he was going to make it. And they asked the rabbi, should he still do a Shalom Zachor? And he said, absolutely, because the brachas will help towards his healing. And indeed, he was healed. So to get more brachas in there, it's another great reason to do a Shalom Zachor. This is considered a Sudas Mitzvah. And once upon a time, it was actually done with bread. Nowadays, the custom is more for refreshment, for mezoinos, for l'chaim. And it's usually done as a dessert. It's always pretty much done on Friday night. Shabbos, of course, our souls are on a higher level, and people are home, and the community, it's more easy to get together and say Elachayim, so Friday night is when the custom is done. Interestingly enough, I did find that if it's a Yom Kippur Shalom Zachor, so then some push it off till Thursday night, or push it forward to Thursday night, so that because you're not going to be eating too much on Yom Kippur, so that you can still gather together. Others say, no, we leave it on Friday night, and maybe you'll say brachas on sweet-smelling things and other things like that. What else? There's a custom to eat arba, which is like a type of chickpea. What is the deal with that? So two explanations are given. One, it's a mourner's food, and as I mentioned, we're kind of mourning a little bit the loss of all the Torah the child had. And that's also why there's a custom to have lentils at some Shalom Zachors. And the other explanation that I like a little better is that there's a pasuk in Bereishis where Hashem says, I'm going to make your children have be many kikochrei hashemayim, like the stars of the heaven. So the arba, which is a Yiddish word for chumas chickpeas, reminds us of that pasuk, a blessing. It's like a simen, like on Rosh Hashanah. So we're asking Hashem, we should have more children, please God. And if you have to have the child there, no. Even if the child is stuck in the hospital, you could do it without him and do it in his honor. Truth is, very often the mother will want to shield the child from, people who might have diseases. So very often, usually, I think the child is not there. But even if the child's in the hospital, we could still do a Shalom Zachar. If there's two Friday nights, so some do it right away, and others wait until the Friday night right before the Brit Milah. So truthfully, it looks like, unfortunately, we're going to be in the hospital for this Shalom Zachar, because the baby has a little bit of jaundice. Please God, nothing too serious. So we'll be making our Shalom Zachar with the Chevre at the Shari Tzedek. But I hope that wherever you are, please say an extra bracha in honor of the new baby. Bezrat Hashem, she'd be a great teacher of Am Yisrael. And spread this Torah to anyone else who's having a Shalom Zachar. And we should all be blessed to only have simchas. Bezrat Hashem, l'chaim, l'chaim. Good Shabbos!